A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked Jesus which ones, and Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. I have always been attracted to this story of the rich young man, mostly because it tracks with my own vocation story. While I was older, I was established, and when I felt a call to follow Jesus as a Dominican sister, I was terrified and sad because I really couldn't see how it could happen. Too much stuff, too many life experiences. But for God, all things are possible, and in short order, all my things had new homes and my issues were resolved. Now, 15 years later, I see this story not about just getting rid of material stuff, but about acquiring freedom. Jesus asked the young man to free himself from anything that would stop him from following Jesus. Not just material things, but all the junk that clutters our minds and hearts, keeping us from being open to God's love. This is a lot easier said than done. Some of my junk stems from childhood, experiences that I had before entering religious life, and certainly I carry around plenty of baggage and unnecessary, unhelpful emotions from living in community and working in a challenging ministry. We all do. Recently, while on retreat, I wanted some kind of image or ritual that would help me let go of this baggage. The image of holding a bunch of helium-filled Mylar balloons came to mind. Each of those colorful balloons looked like and represented one of my freedom-stopping issues. A bright green balloon of envy, a dark navy one of self-doubt. Well, you get the picture. I wasn't just holding these balloons. They were tied onto me, tightly, with some with lots and lots of knots. I imagined myself untying each one, slowly but surely, until I was merely holding them. Finally, I let go of each one, one after another, and watched it blow away. Dear God, you can have my anger, my doubt, my envy, my junk. I felt wonderfully lighter when I was finished. In hindsight, the only thing that could have made it better was if Jesus had untied those knots for me. I know that someday those balloons and junk will likely find their way back. But for now, unlike the rich young man, my story ends in happiness. I found my way to follow Jesus and in finding my way to freedom. Right now, I will revel in my happiness, unlike the rich young man who couldn't let go.